This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Senate Republicans are ready to deploy the filibuster to block legislation establishing a commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection. In debate Thursday, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said other investigations are underway and a commission is not necessary.
I do not believe the additional extraneous commission that Democratic leaders want would uncover crucial new facts or promote healing. Frankly, I do not believe it is even designed to do that.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it's clear why Republicans don't want a commission to investigate.
The truth of the matter seems to be that Senate Republicans oppose the commission because they fear that it might upset Donald Trump and their party's midterm messaging.
Thursday's action would be the first successful use of a filibuster, a tactic that employs extended debate to keep legislation from coming to a vote in the Biden presidency. That's despite both a bipartisan effort to salvage the bill and a last-minute plea by the mother of a Capitol police officer who died after the siege. The Biden administration has informed Russia that it will not rejoin a key arms control pact, even as the two sides prepare for a summit next month between their leaders. U.S. officials say Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman told the Russians Thursday the administration had decided not to re-enter the Open Skies Treaty, which had allowed surveillance flights over military facilities in both countries. The Trump administration withdrew from the treaty last year, and the lower house of Russia's parliament voted last week to follow suit. But until Thursday, the two sides said the treaty could still be salvaged. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame has thanked French President Emmanuel Macron for a powerful speech on Thursday after the French chief executive said he recognized his country bears a heavy responsibility for the 1994 genocide in the Central African nation. Although Macron didn't apologize in his key speech on his visit to Rwanda, he won praise from Kagame, who said the words were something more valuable than an apology.
Politically and morally, this was an act of tremendous courage.
Kagame and Macron both signaled that a page had been turned in Franco-Rwandan ties. Macron is the first French leader since 2010 to visit the Central African nation, which has long accused France of complicity in the killing of some 800,000, mostly Tutsi, Rwandans. Tens of thousands of people are evacuating the city of Goma in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo for fear of another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which spewed lava near the city last week. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
People fled in a panic from their homes, some leaving on motorcycles, whilst others walking to vehicles provided by local authorities. They've been advised to carry very little and that they won't be able to return until officials say so. 10 out of 18 neighbourhoods have been ordered to evacuate, as authorities warn an eruption could occur at any time. While the main city of Goma was previously spared, it's now under threat, with activity being reported under the urban area and Lake Kivu. An eruption under the lake could lead to the explosion of gas in the lake, which in turn could destroy parts of Goma and Gisenyi in neighboring Rwanda. I'm Karen Chamas.
Jobless claims in the United States fell to another pandemic low. We get details from AP's Jennifer King.
Weekly claims for unemployment are down again. Thursday's report from the Labor Department shows applications for unemployment benefits dropped to 406,000. That's down 38,000 from 444,000 a week earlier. It's a sign the job market is improving as virus cases decline, business restrictions ease, and more Americans venture out for entertainment, shopping, travel, and dining. A record number of jobs are now being advertised, but many businesses complain they still can't find enough applicants. The unemployment rate remains 6.1%. Most Republican governors have decided to curtail unemployment aid, and 24 states, including Texas and Florida, have said they'll stop paying out the supplemental $300 a week federal jobless payment beginning in June. Jennifer King, Washington.
Just before the close on Wall Street, stocks were higher, with all three major indices in positive territory. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, Reporting by Remote. I'm David Byrd.